Raleigh, North Carolina, it's Jay and Jack's Ramblecast, a podcast about movies, television, games, music, sports, and anything else we want to talk about. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Ramblecast. It's your good friends, Jay and me. That's an inside joke. You have to listen to Jay and Jack TV. It's Jay and Jack's Ramblecast.
I'm Bohannon. Bohannon is my new name. Just call me Bohannon.
Yes, this episode is sponsored by Jay and Jack Plus, which you can find over at jayandjacktv.com. And listen to our Jay and Jack TV podcast.
Yeah, it was a good TV show. We talked a lot today.
It was 58 minutes.
You don't get shortchanged today on the Jay and Jack TV. It was a little more critical than I think we normally are.
Speaking of shortchanged, only $2.99 a month.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
Short stacks. There you go. But I also need to be Bohannon, though. I need long hair. He has long hair.
Oh, does he?
But it's gray. He needs to get the gray out of his hair.
You need to get the gray out of his
hair? No, Bohannon.
He has gray.
He has gray hair.
You're saying you don't have gray hair?
I do. Well, you wouldn't know, but I have gray scalp.
Gray scalp?
Gray scalp. I do have gray hair. My chest hairs are turning gray.
That's gross.
But what do you want me to am I supposed to do?
So is that the barometer that we use for bald people? If the chest hair is gray,
then it would have been gray, yeah.
His hair would be gray.
There you go.
But sometimes that's not the case.
What's the
sometimes chest hair is gray, but do you have a full head?
What's the thing? Does the hair match the?
Oh, carpet matches the drapes.
Drapes. So what would the chest hair be?
I don't know.
The windowsill. I was gonna say something else, but that would have been way too married man. So I gotta leave that. I'll say that
save
for
it
tomorrow.
For when you're with Dale.
You know, it's on a curtain.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of
what
married
is a
man,
what does a curtain hang on?
Rod.
There you go.
a little teaser for the upcoming Married Man show. Dale has a very hilarious text that you have to listen to.
I'm 50 now. That's why, you know,
I'm 50
and I don't want to read those. I'm getting a text from a guy who's 50 who thinks he's 18. I'm serious. I looked at it. I was like going,
well, don't spoil it. Dude.
Well, I won't spoil it. But I turned to your mom. I said, can you believe the text I just got from Dale? Which is stupid because if you know Dale,
you knew it was coming. I mean, it's in line with his character.
His character. So like we talked about, he's on some sitcom. He's like
he's the next Honey Boo Boo.
You know, he could be a reality show.
He could be.
And Honey Boo, you know, it's funny. They don't make a lot of money.
They don't.
I think they got $4,000 an episode.
What?
This is
what they can pay them. They don't know what a lot of money is.
But like, I guess they're holding out.
$4,000.
I guess they're holding out for more, but they only do like 8 or 9 episodes or something like that. That's all they get? It's like one of the top rated shows.
I mean, yeah, things making millions.
Millions, and they're getting like, hey, we're getting $4,000 an episode.
That's more than I'm making in a year.
But don't tell Uncle Sam that, because we're not going to claim
that's
it.
Under the table. That's cash money
you,
right
yeah, you
there.
Pay us, you know. Just give us a mattress full of money, we're good. And we're picking on the people from the South, but we're from the South. We're
I'm
living
not from the South.
We're living
I
in the
live
South.
In the South.
God, you're still bitter.
We're not. I'm from Sandy. I mean, I know you're from York, Pennsylvania, so you'll take anything but. But I'm from Sandy.
All right, so let's get this straight. You hate Italians.
I don't hate Italians.
You hate redheads.
I am Italian. That would be hating myself.
You hate redheads. You hate. Now you hate people from the South, and you hate York, Pennsylvania.
I don't hate York, Pennsylvania.
I heard you. You clearly said you'd be happy anywhere else.
No, I said for you. Listen, York peppermint patty is one of my favorite.
Hey, didn't you vote for the show Bones?
I think so. Yeah.
Isn't that guy? I think he's married to the girl that's on Burn Notice, right?
I don't know.
I think that's what it is. Okay. I could be wrong, but he's from York, Pennsylvania.
Is he?
I think if that's the right guy.
Well,
I've never seen the show because that's what I put because of The Wire's barely beating Bones, and I put, okay, I've never seen Bones, which I know I always get upset with. I go, but The Wire's near perfect. I haven't heard anyone from Bones say that Bones is near perfect.
It's not even close, but I think I voted for Bones.
What, out of guilt?
What?
Just pressured?
Listen, happy wife, happy life.
There you go. I guess that's right, but I'm like going, how is this show even close? And people are like, you never saw it. I go, I don't have to. Wire's near perfect.
I haven't seen either, so I can't judge. And the wife, one of my supports. So you know what? I support my wife.
I guess. And then you voted for. What did you vote for? Oh, that's right. We already talked about it. You voted for Freaks and Geeks, and
yeah,
you voted for a couple other shows. I thought you were just bitter because I pushed to get 30 Rock over.
No, I don't care.
Parks and Rec. Because it was tied, and I said, Well, I'm going to be mean here.
There's a lot more important things to do in life or worry about in life.
No, there's nothing more important than that. Nothing more important than that.
So how's your week been?
All right, I guess. All right. Okay. I had a rough Sunday night. We talk. I don't want to talk about it anymore, but it was a rough game. I moved on since then. Well, no, but I said I was a little upset. I wasn't as angry as I got at the Kansas City game last year.
Yeah.
I was having trouble sleeping, but I wasn't getting to the point where I was.
It was the 2006 playoffs.
Exactly. With that game, I've never gotten over, never will.
Yeah.
Never will. That's the worst thing that's ever happened to me in my life.
Really? If you go the worst things in your life, that's the worst?
That game, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, okay. That game. Anything.
It's a pretty good life, I guess you could say you've lived.
But I've had a lot of other crappy things in my life, but that's the worst. That's one where I think I go, yeah, that game still pisses me off.
Everyone else is fine.
Yeah, because it's a game that you...
Getting stuck with this J-Kid, that's okay.
But this game, no. Yeah, everything, losing my business, that 10 years of my life down the drain with that business, yeah, that was terrible. But that game, they did everything they could to lose the game, and they lost.
Yeah.
14, that's a game I told...
It hurts. It just hurts.
Well, that's
the
game that I...
Just don't...
It was on, I think, February or March on NFL Network.
Uh-huh.
I took notes.
Yeah.
14 different mistakes the Chargers made. If they don't make those mistakes, they win the game.
Maybe we didn't even have you do a Chargers podcast of some sort. I mean, we do too many. You do too many. But that might be a... When you're obsessed about it or not.
Maybe I should do I'd be like, instead of hoarders, it's like letting things.
We should do like a JFK style, you know, scene where you're analyzing
the different parts of the game where they could. Oh, you remember me screaming at the.
I was there. I was upset too.
Screaming at the TV.
But I've never seen you broken.
I guess you don't want to go to the Super Bowl. You. And it's fun. I'm yelling at this guy. He can't hear me.
Yeah.
Even if I was at the stadium, he couldn't hear me because all he'd be hearing is because everyone's yelling probably different things. But it's just, why do we get so upset about sports? Why does it? It's I have no control over it.
Yeah,
it's like someone said on the ESPN board I was talking on said, "Oh, you stupid choker San Diego fans." Well, how do the Chargers? Yeah, chokers. Yeah, I'm not gonna argue that. But how does a fan choke? What have I done to choke?
See, that's it. Like we, I think it is because fans have to absorb the ridicule, right?
Yeah.
Because it's like when I meet people, like I met a couple new people through Apple today. And when I introduce myself, I say I'm a Padres and Chargers fan. And I see pity in their face when they look at me. I see the pity and it's like, and then I feel bad about myself.
But you know, the one thing you always had though. When I lived in San Diego,
uh-huh.
When people said, you know, but you're always your saving point. You're always smack back in their face. Was like, oh, but wait, I live here.
Yeah, yeah.
They go, oh, that's right. Yeah, I can. Okay, you have.
Now it's just like, why?
Well, you can't use that argument now. It's not like, well, I used to live in San Diego. Where do you live now? Raleigh. Which is very nice. It's right, especially right now. The leaves are turning. It's really nice. The weather's been a little cold, but it's been perfect weather for a while. But it's you don't have that argument anymore. You can't say, "Yeah, I'm from San Diego, California."
I've heard of it. Perfect weather.
Perfect weather. People spend their whole time to come out. You know, they always say, "Why there's so many different fans from different towns in your stadium?"
Destination city.
It's because if I'm in Green Bay in the wintertime, the Chargers are playing. Green Bay's playing the Chargers, and Green Bay's a good traveling team. Where am I going to go? Am I going to go to Cleveland? No offense, Cleveland. I might be.
You've gone to Cleveland.
And I love the stadium. Yeah. And I love the town was nice. I don't understand why it gets so much heat. You know, I'm sorry. That's probably a touchy subject, heat and Cleveland. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
King James, maybe?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Ooh. Anyway, but it's just a big, you know, who wouldn't want to go to San Diego? People have gone to Comic-Con.
Yeah.
100,000 people every year go to Comic-Con.
They approved the extensions to the convention center.
And did they finally do that?
Yeah, but I guess there's a whole bunch of litigation.
It's a mess.
But at least steps are being made, so hopefully it'll stay.
Someone's always got to fight it. It's always going to go through, but someone's always got to be there to go, eh, eh, eh. It's like, what's his name that fought the Petco Park for so long?
Yeah.
And in fact, he was right. the guy was just using it to make more money because he had all the property around the stadium. Yeah. But at least the Padres stayed.
Yeah.
I'm ready for next year, though.
I think we got a good young team for the Padres.
Yeah,
I'm excited for next year.
New ownership. I'm excited. I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
But, just that today. She's like, oh, man. She's like, I get it now. It's just we have to absorb the heat from our crappy teams. That's what it is.
And I think it's better to be, you know, I think sport, we're good on sports here, but I think it's easier to be from a, if your team is crappy, it's easier. Mm-hmm. I didn't expect anything from the Padres this year. Chargers are always that team that's just there.
They have the talent.
They're just there. There's always something missing, though. There's always something that'll happen.
It's always something that just holds them back.
It's like something that always happened in like the last game, Saints game. Something's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's like we're like Cubs. We're the Chargers of the Cubs.
Yeah.
It's like when Bartman blocked that ball. They were still up. They still had the lead. But something's going to happen. And here's people start thinking that way.
Here's where it's different, I think, for Cubs fans, Red Sox fans, is in terms of San Diego fans, we don't have anything. Like, at least the Cubs, you know, you have the Bears, who have won Super Bowls.
One.
And championships.
One, yeah.
NFL championships.
Well, Chargers have won AFL championship.
Not at Super Bowl.
No. Bears, but Bears.
San Diego has.
But if you look at the Bears, you look at the Bears.
Major championships.
But look at the Bears. That's a team where people go, oh, that's a big name team. It's been around forever. And you think, and they were great before the Super. I mean, they had a lot of, you know, George Halas and stuff like that. But they've only won one.
Mm-hmm. But still, that's one. And you only need one.
And off the top of my head, I think they've only been to two. No, because you look at the Chiefs. How many people know the Chiefs won a Super Bowl?
That's true.
So the Bears is it's a big name team. You think, okay, the Bears. Well, they've won one.
Mm-hmm.
And all the great players, they've won one. I'm not taking away from you guys.
It's more than we have. I just want one. I don't care. I don't need a dynasty. Just give me one.
And your mom,
Peyton Manning has one. Why can't I?
And that was our Super Bowl.
That was our Super Bowl.
That was our Super Bowl.
Back to where we started.
So you go to, like, your mom was like, at that night, she was saying to me, because I took two shots of NyQuil. Uh-huh. Didn't work. And then I took two Tylenol PM. Still wasn't going to sleep.
Uh-huh.
She goes, I don't understand what you're going to do. We're not fighting, but snapping at each other. And I said, look, I'm running out of time. She goes, she goes, what do you, you act like you're going to die tomorrow. I go, I could die tomorrow. I go, but here's the deal.
Uh-huh.
I go, they could move. I don't want them to, and they'll still be my team.
Yeah.
I will never call them the Los Angeles Chargers ever,
mm-hmm.
but I will call them the Chargers, but I want them to win it in San Diego, even though I'm no longer in San Diego.
Yeah, sure. It's a
pride. I want them to win it.
I know.
But if they won it, would I be that upset if they won it in L.A.?
No, I wouldn't be.
No, because it's still my team.
Yeah.
But we, you know what? We take crap from people out there to listen to us. They put digs in us saying, okay, hey, they didn't win in San Diego. They had to move to L.A.
Yeah.
But
I mean, you can't win. But I
just want them to win.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm asking too much.
And it stinks now that Eli has two rings. So now the argument's at work. It's like, can't win the argument. It's just like, well, two rings.
Because people go by the rings, and it's the team.
Yeah.
You know, I forget the guy's name. Kyle. Is it Kyle Williams?
Yeah,
guy for the 49ers. He doesn't drop the ball twice. Eli never makes it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The 49ers. If David Tyree doesn't catch the ball on top of his head, there's a lot of luck into winning a championship.
Sure.
There's a lot of things have to happen in order. Things have to fall in place. You have to have great coaching, great players. And I'll give this. Eli is, for whatever reason, plays better in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And he's become a better quarterback.
He is.
I still don't like him.
He still makes bonehead interceptions.
Yeah, and he still has that look on his face.
Stupid look on his face.
My name's not Bohannon.
I was in New York and I was watching the game, and when the Browns were up 17 or 14 nothing at one point, I was like, dang.
But then the Browns gave him the game. Yeah. They gave
Browns
him the game.
Did the Browns
thing. I think some teams just have more luck than other teams.
Maybe.
If luck is a real thing, I think it is.
It might be the San Diego curse in that San Diego is so beautiful. It's like, well, you don't need to win.
No, you don't. You don't.
You won at City Life.
Right.
Like, you don't need anything else.
You won because you get to pay $6 a gallon for gas. Oh, man.
Man, California. Higher than Hawaii.
Terrible. When I saw that, I said, oh, my gosh.
Yeesh.
Now they're using water gas or something like that. It's some kind of different. Something they released or something they were saving for a rainy day or something. I don't know. Something they, because the refinery broke down or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. California's a mess. Financially, California's a mess.
Yeah. In shambles.
I know you people listening in California probably don't need to hear that, but.
No, they know it.
Yeah. Unless it was a secret. Maybe they weren't told. Anyway, so that's the. Other than that, you went to New York, right?
Went to New York. Had a good time. It was a quick trip.
Yeah.
There and back. So, I wanted to talk about sandwiches.
Okay.
So, it's not even a complaint.
You know I'm big on sandwiches.
We got this bread, and it's this Italian
Again, you hate Italians, so you hate Italian bread.
This is pretty cool.
Is this
cool.
from New York?
No, this is in Raleigh, because I got back from New York, and we did this, because I got back at 8 o'clock, all right, and the game was at 8:30.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, we got, because we need to get groceries for the week, we got 10 minutes to get all the stuff we need for the week.
Right.
So we can get back in time so I can watch the game. I was like,
this
no
exceptions. This is the game that you had to run home and watch that it was fun in the first 50 minutes, but yeah, the last.
So I stressed with Colin, like, no exceptions. If you're not back in that line, because we had to go our separate ways, get the different things, and come back and meet.
That's a good strategy. But then we've done that, and sometimes you come back and go, oh, we forgot to get the...
Yeah, absolutely. This time it didn't. It was perfect.
And then your mom always says, I'll go. I said, no. You stay in line. I'll go get it.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying she's slower than me.
Yeah.
But she's slower. And plus, she'll see something else she has to get on the way to get...
Luckily, Colleen's not like that. She's cheap as hell. Unless it's smoothies. So, inside joke. She goes to get to the deli to get the slice because they had it on sale for Boar's Head roast beef, $10 per pound.
And so, you know, that we get Boar's Head too. You wouldn't think that doesn't really, Boar's Head. It's not really,
but it's the best.
It's not really an attract. It's not a name.
No, it isn't.
But it is the best slice.
Deli meat.
Yeah, I would say.
So I get that. And then I see that they have these Italian slice, pre-sliced loaves, fresh, 2 for $4.50. They're huge. They're big old loaves.
Only problem with fresh bread, though, it doesn't last as long.
Well, exactly. But it's like for the week. Like, I got a pound of roast beef, got some blue cheese, got this, get the bread. This is my lunch for the whole week.
Yeah.
Work. And Colleen's lunch, too. So what the first time in my life with cut roast beef, and the way they slice this bread, I don't have to fold the roast beef. It perfectly fits over the length of the bread.
Oh, so you can just lay it flat like it is.
Lay it flat on the bread.
I don't know
if I can cut the bread. It's the first time in my life.
But I don't think I would like it that way.
It's amazing.
It has to be rolled, I think.
But I don't know. It was just the first time in my life, and I've lived 27 years on it. It's a stupid, silly thing. But I can place the cut roast beef across the length of this loaf of bread, and I can stack it, and I can put the things on it, and I cut it in half. It's the perfect size for roast beef.
But it doesn't matter. It all goes down the same way.
I know. It's just, for me, the problem with roast beef is usually it's like it's all stacked, and you bite into it, and it has like the fat things in
so
there,
you're
so
chewing
it pulls
it,
apart.
So it doesn't just,
teeth.
Yes.
It's a perfect
roast. So you have to chew a little more than you're used to.
Well, it's the chewing and like it kind of pulls out of the beer. I'm talking about the roast
beef. Yeah, I know.
Beef. It's perfect.
Then it's
the
then
perfect
a piece is
roast
hanging,
beef bread.
Pieces hanging in the gap of your teeth
while
you're talking. It's flipping up and down like that. And you're, and when people are talking to you, they can't concentrate because that little piece is flipping up and down.
So I don't know if it's just the way they sliced it that day, because we've gotten the artisan bread thing there before, but it's the perfect slice. It's amazing. And so that's been the greatest thing that's happened to me in the past week.
Well, you mentioned sandwiches. We have that thing with the cutoff date.
Cutoff date?
You know, if it expires.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, we got the Panera sells at Target. They sell Panera soup,
uh-huh.
Broccoli and chicken. You know what I'm going to do? We're in a saving, trying to save money.
Yeah.
You know, we got peanut. I like peanut butter and jelly every now and then. And I go, I'll get the broccoli and cheese soup. I have it at home.
Uh-huh.
I'll eat that because I was going to go buy Jersey Mike's.
Uh-huh.
And I said, no. Save the $10.
Yeah.
I'm just going to get the same. So I get home, get the bread out, and I go, oh, it expired.
Oh,
it was one day late. And I go,
well, one day canned. You can probably get it.
I looked at it. I was like going, nope. There was only a few pieces left. I go,
yeah. The bread was expired.
The bread expired, and I'm like, not the soup.
But if there's no mold showing on the bread,
I think
it's still
okay. But I was kind of looking at it, and I was like, oh, no, that could be mold. I don't know.
Oh, it's like...
I couldn't
tell. It's like that white powdery stuff on the bread,
and
you don't know if it's mold or not.
I couldn't tell, and I'm like, sorry then. I was like, because with me, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich is only good if the bread is really fresh.
Sure.
And I went, I know we take some heat for this because people get mad at us for this, but I went, nope, can't eat it.
See,
and even the deer have not been around. So
yeah.
I don't even. We bought all this bread for the deer because we throw it out and feed the deer every day. Don't always hand feed them, but we throw it off our deck and feed them and stuff like that. Now that the dog that's 2 doors down that lab that would we throw it out and all of a sudden you see the lab would come out of nowhere and eat all the bread. So we'd have to wait for the lab to go in the house where we threw the bread out. But no, so I couldn't eat it. So I just ate I just had what did I have? Like, I think I had peanut butter crackers and and soup. So I didn't have the perfect slice. But with peanut butter, your mom always gets mad the way I make sandwiches. Peanut butter. I put the peanut, spread the peanut butter on, but the jelly I just put right in the middle.
It spreads out when you push the top.
And I push the top, and then it spreads out.
Okay.
And nobody likes
it. Jelly never does that. Jelly's always like, it's like gelatin and just kind of, like, it doesn't spread.
I get frustrated when, like, your grandma does it, your nana, when she comes out to visit, or your mom does it.
Double dip with the knife?
Yeah, they put the jelly or the peanut, they mix them up. And yeah. I can live with the peanut butter being in with the jelly.
Yeah.
But I can't live with the jelly being...
See, and Colleen gets mad because I use two separate knives. She's like, why is there 82 knives in the sink? I'm like, well, I didn't want to mix them up.
See, I do the same thing. Or I take, what I do is I take a paper towel.
And wipe it.
Wipe it, and then I use the thing. Because I don't like, I can't stand opening up the jelly and seeing
bits of peanut
butter on it or peanut butter on it. It's gross.
Yeah.
It makes me mad. So I'll actually take it out and scoop it out. or go to the, or get a spoon and scoop to the other side and get it out. I go, oh, and then like... Your mom will take the whole thing and just goes all the way in with it. And all, I go, oh, what? This close to divorce. It irritates me. I go, there's just certain things. We all have our hangups.
Yeah.
And that's why I look at it, I go, ugh. And I know.
But I think I've gotten that from you because or maybe it's just Colleen's a bit extreme, but like, we'll, you know, get hot dog buns or hamburger buns or something. And I want to make a hot dog. So I'm making the hot dogs and I see the buns and there's just one there. It's got the green on it and everything like that. And she's like, well, this one over here in the bag's perfectly fine. I was like, no, it's contaminated.
I can't do it.
It's in the same bag. It's in the same air.
The
it's
germs
in the
have
same
been floating
space.
Around. They've been floating around.
Yeah.
They're touching each other.
You can't tell me this thing's already infected.
When I was a kid, my dad would cut it off. And I go, but I'd have to eat it because I was a kid. I didn't have a choice. You know, they'd cut it off. And I go, I don't want to eat it.
It's like some infection. You know if the disease has spread already in this bag.
No way.
No. She's just like, it's still good.
You know, people like go, they'd say, well, you know, that you know, during the Depression, all this different stuff. I go, yeah, but they also died at a younger age.
It's true.
I mean, there was a reason why they put Social Security at 65. People were dying at 60. Now people live to be 100. Why? Because they're not eating crappy bread. Things that expired.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with modern medicine.
Nope.
We just learned that we've started putting expiration dates on stuff, and people went, that's it. Yeah, okay. All right. Hey, I'm not dying today.
Yep.
And I know it's just crazy. It's my hangup. We all have hangups. And if
it's true.
You people out that are judging me and Jay right now, I'm sure there's something you have that we go, oh, that's just stupid. I could do that.
But yeah.
No, I have, that's my hangup. But I am drinking beer that expired.
Really?
My beer, for whatever reason, it's expired.
Uh-huh.
But I'm drinking it anyway.
Okay. Figure it's alcohol. What worse? It probably get you drunker, probably.
Yeah, but it's expired by about a month or so. I almost threw it out.
Uh-huh.
But I said, I'm going to drink it. I'm going to drink
first
it.
First time in your life.
Yeah, so I put it in my mug,
uh-huh.
And I drink it, and I'm fine. So far, nothing's happened to me.
Let's ask our good friend Chip Mims, who's a beer distributor here.
Yeah, something. Hey, there you go.
What happens when beer expires?
Yeah.
What could happen
to
you?
Well, I would think he would say, throw it out and buy another case of beer.
That's true. I guess he would be biased.
I mean, I'm not saying he'd be dishonest, but that's what I would do.
I feel like I see more and more of his trucks lately, like, because I'll be driving like, oh, there's Mims distributing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I
see more of him now.
He seems like he's everywhere.
Well, it comes in the store every now and then because
they
have Apple products. So I said, you know, we talk, chat it up.
There you go. That's cool. I only see them once a year.
You know, for this year, I think we should just do 24 hours or like 15 hours and then do the run. Not do the full 30 hours.
Why?
I don't know.
You're trying to get out of it?
No, I'm just saying. Do the run one day and then do like 15 hours the other day.
But what about the people coming all the way out?
That's what I'm saying. We'll do the run. Like, we make it a weekend, but we don't do... only 15 hours of podcast, and we do stuff the other 2 days, like a run with everybody that can do it. And I don't know, we do like a party.
But I think they like the overnight thing because they like to get drunk.
You could still get drunk overnight. The podcast could still do 15 hours, say 6 o'clock to, I don't know, 6 a.m. or something.
You mean like cut it out and do different breaks and not just do a marathon, just like 5 hours at a time?
No, I mean, you could say, you know, we do the run on, say, Friday. Or maybe even Saturday.
Well, they're talking about doing the run on a Friday.
So do the run on Friday, do start the do the podcast, say for 15 hours, start at like 6 p.m. and end at 9 a.m. And then they get, so they can still have their overnight party, and we still have all, you know, our guests that we love to bring on. And then I don't know, on Sunday we do the auction or something. I don't know, something different things for the different days, so people that come out.
Yeah, I forgot to get the sports. If you see the Sports Illustrated, Hockley was on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, did you pick
one
up? I forgot
to pick one up, but I wanted to get a couple of them. I wanted to send one out and see if he'd sign it and auction it off.
Yeah, I want one for myself too.
Well, I want one for myself, but I wanted to see if he'd sign one.
Yeah,
which I think he'd do.
Maybe. I don't know. Just some ideas. Maybe change it up. Make it for people actually, that do come out. Make actually, it more
maybe
of an
he.
Event.
Actually, maybe he wouldn't like that after if he listens to the Sports Talk Show. But I wasn't that harsh.
Uh-huh. As he rolls his eyes.
No, I was. I could live with that. A six p.m.
Yeah, to like 9 a.m. Like an overnight.
Because you do look at a lot of people hanging around. They do look tired. They do look run down.
Yeah.
They do look like, hey, I've had enough.
Yeah. So that way it's more of like an event. Like Friday's the run, the 5K.
So we just do it straight through. We don't take a break.
Yeah.
Once we start podcasting, we go straight
marathon
through.
Marathon straight through. And then Sunday we do an auction and like a party or something.
When would we sleep?
We don't.
We do an auction and then go.
Well, I guess we could, you know, sleep in on Saturday or something and then go straight through, do that, and then go do. I mean, we could think of something for Sunday that'd be fun to do, but.
Or maybe people could go home. Well, they stay through Monday, don't they?
Some do. I don't know. Just trying to make more of a weekend of it. People that come out. So it's not just... Like, we still do the podcast. We still do, like, the marathoning, just not 30 hours.
I was thinking we... I thought about this last year when we were at Comic-Con.
Uh-huh.
I say we should do it from Comic-Con. Like, pick a day, do it from Comic-Con, where there's so many people out there anyway.
Yeah. But it's because when do we have the time to do it?
Well, I know, but I'm just saying. But I'm not saying 30 hours. Maybe you should do it like 15 hours.
Uh-huh.
But I know a lot of people like to come to Raleigh
too.
So I was thinking different things to do also. Mm. But that maybe we can talk to our the Autism Speaks rep and then go from there and say this is what we're thinking about doing, because there's hours we don't make anything.
Yeah,
I mean just
so we can like get people to sponsor us running like for each half a mile or something, so we can raise money there for the run, raise money during the podcast.
What we need to do is we need to get feedback from everybody else.
Yeah, people listening out there.
And then we need to contact
Autism Speaks.
See what works for them, see if they are going to do the run. Run on Friday.
Marathon podcast through Saturday to Sunday.
Sunday morning.
Morning.
Or maybe you just do it.
Or all day Saturday.
I think maybe it'd be better just to do it from like noon to like 3 a.m.
Uh-huh.
And that way you can go to sleep. Then we can have a party.
On Sunday
we can meet somewhere and have a party.
And have like a live auction there.
A live auction, something like that.
Do online too or something. That'd be cool. Make it a party weekend.
Yeah.
Where we also raise money, which would be really good.
Yeah. Maybe the house will be done and we can have the party here.
Yeah.
Because my wife is not going to let anyone in the house until we have the house done. She thought it'd be great, but she goes, oh, wait. The house isn't done yet. This room isn't even done yet. Why? Because why is this room not done yet?
Oh, the cable I haven't bought.
Cable you haven't bought yet. I can't do the finished room.
Listen, it wouldn't be a project with Jay involved if he didn't just not do something.
How long? Because you told me I had to wait till August for this. Oh, you got to wait till August because Apple's going to have this special cable, something like this. I said okay. I go, oh wait. You know what? We don't need that cable. I just need this cable. I go, so we could have bought this cable the whole time. Yes,
maybe.
Can I even put this thing up? This little... You won't even notice it once it's painted. You won't.
People don't realize in the studio there's a closet in the room, and it's not a closet that's recessed. It actually comes out into the room.
Right.
So Jack has put this wood beam.
It's a border protector.
Sure. It's a beam. It's like a pole.
It's a giant redwood. No, but you paint it.
I think it's spruce. I think it's
you'll paint, but what it does, it keeps like warm taffy is.
I know.
Look at this windowsill here with you putting your shoes on it. I'm going to have to repaint it.
That's a shoe sill. That's what those
are. It is not a shoe sill. It's called a shoe sill. Shoe sill, seashell by the seashore.
Oh, man.
I do kind of like that because I've been thinking about different things.
Yeah.
Because it is ridiculous by the next day. You know, we do get up and make breakfast. We did sleep a little longer, but I'm still not.
Yeah.
But I'm still tired that day.
Yeah.
Luckily, we have good guests that start talking and keep us going because my brain is mush by the end of the day. But that would be good. Maybe we can get some people. But I was thinking also, if we did it in, at Comic-Con, we might be able to get people that are on the show just to come. They're going to be there anyway. Yeah. They could just come on the show and be live instead of doing it over. That's another thing I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Or maybe we do 15 hours here, and then we do 15. We do 10 hours at Comic-Con.
Yeah, but I don't know about podcasting for 15 hours at Comic-Con. I don't know if I can.
No, no,
do
I'm not saying 15 hours. We do like
or 10 hours. Or whatever.
Maybe do like a 5-hour show from Comic-Con to raise money. I don't know. I'm thinking of different ways because I was thinking too. The 30 hours is just too.
Yeah.
Because the system crashes a couple times, and it just doesn't always work.
Yeah.
But I do like that idea.
Yeah.
We are. Didn't know it, but we're thinking about the same thing. I was just kind of worried about the people that come down here. I don't want them to come down here just for 15 hours. A lot of them come,
But I think if we make things, like different things throughout the weekend, I think it'd be good.
Yeah, so maybe like a noon to 3 a.m. thing.
Yeah, that could be cool. I think that'd be fun.
But they'll still be drinking at 3 a.m.
Well, for people that want to drink all night, you can drink all night. Dale will be there.
Dale will be there drinking.
With his texting.
Yes.
That we'll talk about tomorrow.
Oh, my God. What an idiot.
On the Merry Man Show. All right. Let's do some weird news. We got some weird ones today.
I thought that one with your mom was talking about.
It's in there.
Oh, it's in there?
Yeah.
All right.
Because look at the... It's the top.
Oh, that's the guy that died?
Yeah. Oh, spoiler alert.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right. Time for weird news.
That's the guy that got sick because he ate the bread that expired the day before.
We actually drank the beer that was a month past.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
We got to hear from Chip. What is the official, like, this is it, but you really shouldn't go that far. All right,
is it just like, because people say, they were not upset with us. They're saying, that it's well, you're ridiculous because it's just the date that it has to be sold by.
But milk, though, I don't risk it with
it. Yeah, and bread has stuff in it.
Bread is, it's mold. It's controlled mold, and it gets gross.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's do this weird news.
Okay. Movie picks. Movie picks.
Squeak in the mic.
Movie picks.
Sound like there was mice in here. Okay, I didn't talk about this, but I guess
it was dancing to the music.
That there's a mouse got into Colleen's grandparents' house.
Really?
Yeah. So, but Colleen's sister, there's an apartment in their house. They turned a garage into this little apartment. And she's been living there because she's been working in the city or going to school in the city. So that was a big to-do on the weekend is, what do you do with the mouse? And we were lucky. We had a cat that would just murder them. But
that always helps.
Anyway, who texted you?
I got a tweet from somebody.
Uh-huh.
And it's podcast related. Let's see what it says here. It says, there are a lot of free podcasts out there with good audio. I kid.
What does it even mean?
Well, there was a problem with the audio the last couple times, and I think we fixed it today.
Okay.
So.
See what happens when you don't have a good producer behind?
Well, I told you there chair? Was I told you there was a problem with it last week, and you kept saying, I'm on the bottom of the card.
All right, so weird news. How it works is I name off these weird news titles, and Jack has to pick one of the three that we actually find out the news about it.
I already know the bug guy, so.
Well, first one is, man dies after winning cockroach eating contest.
Yeah, that's who would think that's a win-win? I mean,
I don't.
Who wins from eating cockroaches?
You see the guy, it kind of makes sense.
Well, it's Papillon. Papillon ate cockroaches, but he was, being starved.
Let's see. This is I think my favorite one out of them.
I'm not picking it.
Groom sues after stripper's pole dance injures him.
I guess that works to try and get out of it. Really, honey? I was just sitting there minding my own business.
Well, to be honest, for my bachelor party, not the Sapphire, but the other one, it was pretty crazy. Like, I could see somebody getting hurt in it because it's on the stage and they have the big pole, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she spinned around at the top of the pole. I'm at the bottom
of it. Spinned around?
Like up at the top. Say way high. Like
maybe spun around?
8 feet. Sure. Spun around.
Okay.
She's spinning around at the top of it, like 8 feet above me. And then she like comes down and comes straight down onto my lap from there, from that distance.
Are you wearing a cup?
No.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. You could get injured.
It's a rough life.
Well, it is. And let's see. I'm trying to find enough. Trying to pick between.
You know what? Heck with it. I'm just going with the stripper one.
Stripper. Okay.
I gotta know now. I know the bug guy dies, but because he wanted to win a python.
Yeah, it's stupid.
I want to win a python. I'll eat all these bugs.
A Pennsylvania man is suing a strip club after a rough pole dance ruptured his bladder during his bachelor party. That sucks, right? That has to hurt.
Probably had a lot of beer, a lot of alcohol in him.
A lawsuit filed last week says in late November 2010, they put his name on there. I would want to have that removed. Patrick Gallagher, a resident of Lansdale, Pennsylvania. What is it with Pennsylvania?
It always seems like there's weird news from Pennsylvania. Yeah.
Had been invited to lie on the stage at the Penthouse Club in Port Richmond, Pennsylvania, as part of a bachelor's package. That's when one dancer shimmied up the pole and from a great height. See, this is similar to what happened to me. She launched herself down onto his abdomen with such force that she ruptured his bladder. The suit said the move resulted in severe pain for Gallagher that did not subside by the next morning. He went to the emergency room and the doctors discovered he had internal bleeding and ruptured his bladder that required surgery to correct.
That delay the wedding?
I don't know. Murray said that Gallagher also suffered nerve damage in his back and hip. The lawsuit accuses the club of negligence and seeks at least $50,000.
Well, that's it?
That's not a lot. For medical costs, pain, humiliation, and mental anguish.
Well, you figure the lawyer's going to get 40% of that.
I know.
And he's got to pay taxes on it, right?
I guess.
Do you have to pay taxes on
that? I don't know how that works. Gallagher's lawsuit is one of several filed in recent years against the club, according to court records. The other lawsuits allege a beating by bouncers, a slip and fall injury, over-serving of alcohol, and the unauthorized use of a woman's photographs in clubs' advertisements.
Wow.
Seven dancers and a manager at the club were also arrested last November on prostitution charges. This sounds like an upstanding place.
Well, it happens. You know, people got to make a living.
Anyway.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want my name out there.
Yeah, that's... I get the humiliation price. I'm saying
so you got,
50 grand.
So you got beat up by a girl, and now you're suing. I grew up in different times.
You ready for verses?
I'm ready for verses.
Shellacking.
Didn't I say it'd be a shellacking?
Yeah. Well, let's get to it.
I didn't even care.
All right. So, verses. I stopped looking when it was up 50-2. What did it finish at?
I don't know because at one point I saw it was 61-12.
This might be the biggest versus I've ever won.
Like I said, I went in thinking you were going to pick something else.
I know, that's like, tricked you.
What I should have done is made a rule.
What would be
would have freaked people out. I should have said we can't pick Breaking Bad because we already used it.
Yeah.
Because someone said, why don't you use Game of Thrones? I go, it already lost to Breaking Bad. But I thought you'd go with like Parks and Rec and something like that, and I would sneak in and go,
yeah.
Breaking Bad. But I forgot you guys had started watching again.
Yeah.
But you were actually smart this time. You thought for the win.
Yep.
But I think
I playing like you. I was tied. I wasn't going to give it to you.
No, I don't always go for the win, but sometimes I do. Mm-hmm. I'm like, Christian Bale.
Forsaking Adam West.
But you know, I should have gone with something else, even Game of Thrones. I should have gone with
because not all people have watched Sons of Anarchy.
No, it's a great show. I like it. I knew I was going to lose. So I said, all right, I'm going to go with something I really want to recommend. Sons of Anarchy, you should be watching. But I could have gone with something like Person of Interest or
Once Upon a Time.
Both show. I mean, we tease Once Upon a Time, but I like the show. I could have gone with something like that, but I said, "Nah, it's going to lose anyway. Just go with something I want to
root." Yeah.
No. All right.
Okay.
That's what I went with. So it's 7-6-1.
So I won.
Yeah.
Again, so now it's 7-6.
I could have gone with Homeland.
You could have.
I could have gone with Homeland, but I think a lot of people are watching Homeland. Again, I wanted to go with a show people may not be watching.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just like a public service announcement. Like, you know, PSA. I can write off on my taxes. I don't really care how you raise your kid, but if I'm a celebrity, I go on there and say, hey, don't beat your kid. Yeah. Or whatever this public service is, that you know they don't
the
care.
The more you
know. Yeah, it used to be like those ones. You know they don't care.
Yeah.
But they're like, yeah, what? Tax write-off? Cool.
Oops, sorry.
You're pulling my headphones. Pulling my headphones there.
So, thinking of a new versus, since I won again, I feel like I'm just pulling ideas out of my butt at this point.
Well, you didn't win last time.
I know.
I won last time.
It was a pretty crappy one, but I won, so that's good. Now, part of that 10-minute shopping dash was...
The best thing was, I knew I wasn't even going to have to think. Because sometimes, you know, you pick one, you go, like you're saying, I can think of one next. I know I'm going to win this one. I'm cool. I don't even have to think about what I have to pick next week. In fact, I was going to put up the poll
because
you guys didn't put it up right away. Yeah. You didn't put it up right away. And I'm like going, nah, it's a waste of time. He's going to win anyway.
So part of that 10-minute shopping dash, they had chips two for $5. So I had to pick two chips.
Okay.
The choices that I had, there was, because it was, they weren't all 2 for $5. Like regular Lay's and some others were like 2 for $7. I was like, eh. So I picked, they had taco Doritos.
Oh, those are my favorite.
Yep. And then Colleen loves Ruffles. So I picked
regular Ruffles or
just straight regular Ruffles.
Now just eat them because that was a big debate we had.
No, she likes them without the dip.
Now see, that was a big debate we had.
Yeah,
because I said that and people thought I was just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I still like to this day will eat Ruffles without the dip. In fact, I just like Ruffles with the and people. I think it was a versus and it got killed. The people said no, you can't eat Ruffles without dip. You have to have dip for the Ruffles. Yep. I said you guys are crazy.
Yep,
the Ruffles great without the dip.
So. I wanted to do favorite chips versus favorite chip. So you get to pick first.
Wow, favorite chip.
You can pick any chip out of all the chips of chipdom.
Hmm.
And that, you can do potato chip or tortilla chip or Pringle, which is a compressed chip. I will give you all options.
Wow.
In terms of chips.
That's tough.
It's tough.
Because I'm thinking, I like the Lay's potato chip because...
Yeah, that's a classic. Because
you can't just eat one.
No, that's true.
That, you kids that don't know, that used to be a commercial. You couldn't... And you really, at that time...
That's but, it. For me, it's any chip. I'm a chip addict. I could just...
I like
chips. I could just sit there and eat chips and not stop.
I'm trying to think of... Because I like Cool Ranch Doritos.
Cool Ranch Doritos
are
good.
I like nacho cheese Doritos.
There's a lot of Doritos that are good.
The taco Dorito chip is probably my favorite.
Yeah.
But... They're not a lot of people haven't had them.
Really?
Yeah, they're not common. They're hard to find. I mean, people. Yeah. How often do you see that? How it's like a big deal when they're out.
It's true.
I mean, it's not like the Cool Ranch Rio chip where you they're everywhere.
You know, it's there. Cool Ranch, nacho cheese here.
I like the sour cream, barbecue chips. I'm a big fan of barbecue chips. Yeah. This is a tough one.
Yeah, it's tough.
This is going to be one where people are going to want to add to it, and they're going to be frustrated they can't add to it because it's like, what do we pick? And wow.
It's brand specific because you could go Utz, you could go.
But am I picking a brand or am I picking
a type of chip? I would say brand because there's variations.
Could I just say Dorito chips?
No, I mean it needs to be specific because there's so many Dorito chips. Like if
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You couldn't just say.
No, you need to be specific.
You couldn't say Lay's potato chip because
like, it had to be Lay's original potato chips. I couldn't say all of Lay's ever.
Could I pick like a Cheeto or a cheese puff or?
Yeah, I would put a cheese puffs in there if you want to do Cheetos. I mean, that's not really a chip, but
yeah, that's true. Wow, this is the I wouldn't even know because there's so many out there.
There is. It's
cause,
a lot
because I like the ketchup chips.
Those are good. I love pickle chips.
I really haven't big on the pickle chips yet, but I like those the barbecue chips that are they're more expensive, but they're with a
kettle cooked
barbecue. Oh, those are so good.
It's a tough one.
I mean, there's some chips. It's chip crazy. Because it depends on what kind of mood I'm in.
Yeah,
I'll change. Like all of a sudden I was up the other day. I was sitting there watching TV in my room, and I went, I wish I had taco Dorito chips. I went out the next day and got taco Dorito chips.
Well, that's why I got it. I was just like, oh, these are so good.
The taco Dorito chips.
Yeah,
they are. They're just good.
They're best Doritos.
You know the chip. I wish they'd bring back the original Doritos, Dorito chip. Yeah. Was the best chip.
Yeah,
and you can't find them anywhere. What about Fritos? Could I put Fritos in there?
Yeah, I would say Fritos. That's a corn chip.
I don't know if Fritos are popular though.
Pretty popular.
Are they popular?
Yeah. It's Frito-Lay.
Hmm. That's popular right in the name. So, you know, I'm thinking Hawaii. Let's see. This is a tough one for me because I'm really not going for the win here. I really can't decide which chip I want to choose. I like the cool. I didn't used to be a ranch fan, but I got into the Cool Ranch chips. Sure. I don't know why, but I like the nacho. Is it the nacho chip or the...
Yeah, I think if the most popular nacho, like Dorito, is the nacho cheese.
Nacho cheese?
Yeah. That's when they make those tacos. I want to try the nacho cheese.
Doritos?
The taco.
Man. But there's so many good other chips, though.
There is. Barbecue. You have Lay's. You have barbecue Ruffles. Cheddar cheese Ruffles.
They used to have these called the au gratin potato chips. Oh, my God. They were good. They don't make them anymore. Just with the sour cream dip. Mm-hmm. Not sour cream. Green onion dip.
Okay.
That's what it was. Used to get it from 7-Eleven on the way home at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to go with the nacho cheese Dorito chip.
Nacho cheese Doritos?
I'm going to go with those because we had those the other day and I ate the whole bag. So I'm going to go with, I was leaning towards Dorito because that's what I was leaning towards. But I forgot I ate the whole thing of, I couldn't stop eating them. I had like all the orange stuff all over my hands. Then you get to lick your fingers.
Yeah.
Crap. So I'm going to go with the Dorito chip, the red bag.
The red nacho cheese Doritos.
But if they had the original one.
You'd pick that.
I'd pick the original one, hands
down.
But
that's rare. That shows up once every 10 years.
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it since I moved here.
It's because, you know, kids today, they can't just be satisfied with just a normal chip. It's the best chip.
See, now for me, it was either nacho cheese, Cool Ranch, taco. I think taco is my favorite.
Taco, I would say, is the better taste. It's the better chip.
But you're right. It's not everywhere.
You know why? Because you can only eat, after a while, it's like, okay, I've had too many of them.
Yeah.
Where the nacho cheese, you can keep eating them.
Yeah.
Where the taco one, like I said, I still have a little bit left in there because I ate so many of them, I got tired, and I was like, okay, I can't eat more.
But if I had to say, the first chip I knew that I fell in love with.
Yes.
And I remember it.
Yes.
To this day. I was either 4 or 5, and I was at my grandma's house, and she made me this microwave mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Okay. And she gave me Cooler Ranch Doritos. And I remember the reason why I loved it, I don't know, it was the taste. The taste is unique. But it's the chip. It had little blue, red, and little speckles on it. That's the Cooler Ranch. And I just thought this chip was amazing. So I love Doritos. Like Doritos, it's I can't stop. Like if I open a bag of Doritos, I can eat straight.
You really can't go wrong because they have those fiery chili chips.
They got a lot of different flavors.
You really, I don't think I've ever had a bad Dorito chip.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had a chip where I said, "Oh, Dorito chip, this is terrible."
So in terms of keeping it, like if I was
the only ones I didn't like were those puffy ones.
Oh yeah, yeah. I remember those were awful
because it didn't taste like it. It tastes like I was eating air.
They were called Doritos 3D or something.
Yeah,
like
because
that.
Remember they had the commercial with the girl.
Yeah, the girl. It was a Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah, and she married what's his name, Mario Lopez, I think.
Maybe something like that. I don't know.
And she would do these different ads, and it was. Oh, I gotta get the chip. It was terrible.
They were awful.
It had.
I forgot about
it. It was like eating cardboard. It was like Dorito failed on that. I don't even think they make them anymore.
No, they stopped after a couple of years.
It was terrible.
Like Doritos 3D or something.
I think it was
awful.
They were terrible. If you're out there, Doritos, don't ever think about that. Bring back the original and don't be going crazy with the 3D chips.
So the people that complain that we don't keep same genres. Doritos, nacho cheese versus Doritos,
and they're still out there.
Yeah,
and they're still out there. Like I said, you can pull up and watch Lord of the Rings with your Dorito,
nacho cheese versus Cooler Ranch.
Yeah, there you go.
All right,
I think that's a
close one too.
I personally, Dorito chips if they're in the house, I'm going to eat them. It doesn't matter what kind they are. I'm a Dorito chip fan.
Be in my belly.
I'm not going to lie here. I could honestly say if they ever said they want to sponsor the Ramblecast, I could do it without saying. It wouldn't be like that Brady Bunch commercial. Well, I got to try the soap, see if we actually like the soap. I don't know if you saw that episode, but because the Brady Bunch, they wouldn't do anything just for the fact that, you know, they were the Bradys and they had to try the soap to see if they liked it.
Ah, okay.
And if they didn't like it, then they weren't going to. It was laundry soap, detergent. And if they didn't like it, they wouldn't do the commercial.
Ah, okay.
So, of course, they ended up liking it. But then they had this actress cousin, some cousin that was an actress, but she was a method actress. And instead of being a natural family, they became acting, and they ruined the whole thing.
All right. So that's our versus Doritos.
Hey, hold on a second. Am I going to get a little thumbnail this time, or is it going to be just a big Cool Ranch Dorito chip and then little corner, oh yeah, little crumbs and all the bags are broken.
No, they'll have it for both. All right, you ready for the five?
I'm ready.
For the first time, I think, ever in the history of the five, you actually have questions prepared and written
right
on a piece of paper.
On a piece of paper. I wrote them down.
So we'll go to the five for Jay.
The five. The five.
For Jay.
The five. The five. The five. Questions for Jay. What really say? Nobody knows. One thing for sure. Almost anything goes. Five. The five. The five.
Question for Jay. So this is where your mom grabs it. She grabs it everywhere but right here. I'm talking about the mic stand because she was getting upset. Like she was telling Jay how I was yelling at her during Downton Abbey. But she's always doing this and this. She's over here talking like this. Every time like this. And I started to go, talk to the mic. And then we were having some problems, technical problems. And I was getting a little frustrated. It wasn't her. I was just getting frustrated with the system because we think we figured it out.
I think so.
We think we figured it was just overheating. And it happens. There's things that happen, but it was like you're trying to record, you get on a flow, and then when you have to keep stopping because something's not working, it's just like...
Those are the worst podcasts.
It was like 10 o'clock at night, and I'm tired, and I'm just getting angry, and anyway.
Get to the questions.
All right, this one's, it's like a mix. It's got like...
Okay.
It's got different... First of the
potpourri,
first three are TV shows, and the last one is... okay, you'll figure it out.
Okay.
First one is, who played on MASH, TV show MASH? You're a big MASH fan, right?
I like MASH.
Okay, who played, what actor played Father McKay?
No idea.
Really?
I don't know.
You've never watched
I mean, I know. I've seen him. I don't know the name.
William Christopher.
Okay.
He was on an episode of Alias Smith and Jones the other day, because I'm doing that rewatch. And he played a telegraph op. How come?
I remember him. Yeah.
How come every episode where any Western? I was watching all these different Westerns and on TV the other day. Every guy that does a telegraph has to have
the hat.
Has to have that little visor. It's like came with the job.
That's the only way you can read it.
Is that what it is?
Because it's that green plastic and the sun comes down.
But they have to have that.
Yeah,
it's like, all right, you're playing the part of the telegraph operator. You have to have the visor.
Because I think it's just one of those images things that we have, like, so we can immediately say, oh, he does telegraph stuff.
It's like the gunfighter that's the bad guy always has the black hat.
Yep.
Has to. Like on the Mighty Ducks.
Yeah.
Every team that was bad wore black. Mm-hmm. Even the team from Finland. Yep. Had the blonde hair, they wore black.
Mm-hmm. Man, that coach from the first movie was a jerk to Emilio Estevez. Remember, like, when he goes in and you see all the championship banners?
You know he's not living anymore.
Oh, he died?
Yeah.
Well, the character. I'm not saying
that. Well, there you go. See how easy it is? See how easy it is?
So, and he just, like, was like, yep, there's a, oh, but there's still that one. They show the other championship banner.
Of course, that banner's
it's like yellow or something like that.
It's got, like, neon sign on it. Second place, second place, second place, second place, second place. You remember when you were 10?
And you blew it.
You caught because you just did triple deke and you hit the crossbar. What were you thinking, kid? But it's okay that you've never.
Nowadays, it's child abuse.
It's okay. It's okay, Gordon Bombay, that
your dad died.
Yeah, your dad died, and you were on this farm, and
so I disowned you.
And you're only 5'6", but on the break when they're showing the faraway scenes, you're 6'10".
Yeah,
and it's okay that you know these hockey guys, with the Minnesota North Stars.
Yeah,
don't exist. Who moved to Dallas.
Dallas, yeah.
It's okay they remember you from Pee Wee Hockey. Yeah, he was this going. He was Pee Wee Hockey star. He was amazing. You know, if you ever want a tryout, because when you were 10, you were so good. So good. You were the best Pee Wee Hockey player ever. And of course, most people when they're 10, by the time they're 30, 35, they
got it.
They got it. You don't lose it. It's like that guy that used to say, I've told this to this guy. He was a nice guy.
Yeah.
When I first moved here, I played at a lower level
because
I was just trying to get back in shape
and
stuff like this. And this guy, it was his new team. Dell was playing goalie and stuff like that. And this guy was saying, oh, he used to play in the show, which meant if you know that, any baseball
term,
that means you played
in the majors.
You played in the NHL. You play this guy, but he said the reason he couldn't skate as well anymore because he had a bad knee.
Uh-huh.
His knee was bad. Now, I played with... been fortunate to be around a lot of ex-NHL players and stuff. They don't lose it. They may be slower, but they still have hands.
Well, it's a lot of hand-eye coordination, which
they don't lose. They still have the talent. I mean, they still skate circles around.
Yeah.
They just do.
Yeah.
This guy couldn't even skate.
Yeah.
and he skated. He didn't skate. He couldn't pass. He couldn't skate. He didn't even. He was trying to tell people what to do and stuff like that. And I'm not an expert on hockey, but yeah. I know the basics. Yeah. And I'm like going, all right, what you're telling him is wrong.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be a jerk about it, but he was like, he'll always tell everyone. And of course, got around the rink and he's telling people. And everybody knew he just was full of it.
Yeah.
So at one point, you say, okay, you're
And then you ask him, like, no, I mean, like, the TV show called The Show?
Yeah.
That's like, what I was on. That's what I was saying.
Especially today's day and age where you just Google someone's name.
Yeah.
But I didn't. I never called him out on it. But it is still to this day. I haven't seen the guy in like 8 years. It's still a running joke at the rink about, hey, you remember that guy who was in The Show? His name was Gordon Bombay. He was killer peewee hockey player. Okay, and
you're right, though. Just like he's the...
Yeah, it's just like
North Stars know who
some
is.
Movies you got to just kind of go with. You got to go,
yeah.
Okay, yeah, all right. This is
like, I get this. The skating community is small, so yeah. You know a lot of people.
Yeah, it is. You know, you would remember somebody.
Let's just say I've been to a Zamboni party. All right,
I have never been to a Zamboni.
You never
party.
Went to one?
No,
man. How have I gone to a?
Well, you went to the convention.
I went to the ISI convention.
I never went to the Zamboni convention.
Well, it's just ISI.
I know, but the Zamboni had a party.
So I met him.
Zamboni. The inventor of the Zamboni is Frank Zamboni. Yeah. I think he's dead, though. It's his son.
It was his son that I
met. Yeah.
But it's kind of cool. It's like he knows your mom. It's kind of neat.
Yeah, it is, yeah. But it's because the skating community is
it's small. It's very small.
You got to have if you have a reputation, you got to be, can't be a jerk. That's why I don't go anywhere. People know me.
All right, second question.
Second question from Seinfeld.
Okay.
Famous episode. It's the famous cookie episode where they're getting the bread. They had to get the bread and George is wearing
pumpernickel
or rye bread or something. And George is wearing the big jacket.
Uh huh.
And they go get the wine because God forbid we show up to a party without something.
Yeah.
I have a lot of George Costanza in me.
Uh huh.
And I can relate to that. But how long was Jerry's throw up streak? And I'll give you a multiple choice. Since kindergarten, 36 days, 14 years. Or since his 21st birthday. Remember, because he ate the cookie, the black and the white.
The black and white cookie.
I think the black and white are fighting.
I feel like it'd be something extreme like kindergarten. So I'm going to say kindergarten.
The answer is 14 years.
Ah.
That was his streak.
Darn it. All right.
And he throws up. Because there was a hair. I mean, that was the part that was ridiculous in that scene. If you got a hair on your cake, or whatever the bread is, whatever it was, are they going to make you wait?
No.
Maybe it's New York. I don't know. Okay. This is Deadwood, TV show Deadwood. Okay. You're a big fan of it.
Yep.
What era, what time frame was it? What year? And I'll give you the years. 1864.
Okay.
1896. 1880 or 1876?
1896.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
1876.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what they said.
I knew Swearengen. He died in 1910, so I thought it was later. It was in the
1800s. It was 1800s.
Okay. Well, I mean, I knew it was 1800s. I thought it was later in the 1800s.
You were still allowed to kill people. Were you allowed to kill people in 1896 like that?
Yeah.
Gunfighting?
Sure.
When did they outlaw that?
Cause they weren't in the United
States.
Well,
I know that, but it used to be you could do it, you know, you could have duels and stuff like that.
TVs, I think that changed it.
TV changed everything. Well, how boring would TV be if we didn't have that kind of stuff back then?
I know, to actually make.
I mean, growing up. I mean, seriously. I mean, you couldn't. I mean, how boring would Gunsmoke have been if you couldn't just shoot somebody? Well, if you call them out,
yeah,
they got to call you out first.
Yeah,
he called me out. We got to go shoot. Because using your fist is not the sign of a real man. It's using a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, we have coming up here, and I don't want to get political here, but the most important election coming up until the next one. So, in honor of this election, with I think it's 30 days today.
Yeah.
We've had 44 presidents so far, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many vice presidents have we had in the United States over the time?
Oh, that's not fair.
What do you mean it's not fair?
Because if they had a second term, sometimes they use a different vice president.
The second most important position, I mean... One heartbeat away. One heartbeat away.
No, because they change those things up like...
And you haven't got one right yet.
I don't know. I'm going to say 53.
No.
What is it?
I'll give you another guess. It's low. It's between 44 and 53.
50.
I'll give you another guess. It's between 50 and 44.
I thought there was more than that. 48.
47.
Oh,
I gave you three guesses. And I even narrowed it down. I wasn't sure. I looked it up. I thought there was like
I thought there was more than 47.
I always said there was like 48 or 49.
Yeah.
So I was trying to think, 44. Okay. Then sometimes they just keep them around because it's just easier. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, it was always the second guy that, you know, the second guy that won. You know, the runner up got to be, you know, that's how Adams got it. That's how Jefferson got it. So anyway, they kind of stopped that, said, hey, I got to get someone at least I know it's not going to stab me in the back and the open. Because, you know, some of these guys are a little. Anyway, oh, this is an Apple one.
Oh, great.
What year, day, what month, day, what day, year, and month did Apple form?
April 1st, 1976.
You are correct.
Yeah.
So you drink the apple Kool-Aid. I figured I'd throw in an apple one there for you.
Thanks. I should know the name, the birth date of the company that I work for, hopefully.
I don't think that's necessary.
Yeah, with Apple, it's kind of stuff you need to know. It's April Fool's.
Yeah, I figure that. But it's I guess Apple's, you know, you've studied the Apple history. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't know.
Kind of like paper on it.
Well, no, like Sony. I mean, like when I worked for Sony, I don't know. They give me a paycheck. That's all I care about.
All right. Well, that is it for today's Ramblecast. Be sure to check out our other shows from our Plus feed, Jay and Jack Plus, for $2.99 a month. You can get that over at jayandjacktv.com. Also, join our Facebook group.
And we're doing Fringe, Married Man, Jay and Jack TV, Downton Abbey, Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys. Is there another one?
I think that's all of them.
Is that all?
Like, it's five shows.
Five shows?
So definitely check it out. It's a lot of good fun. And even better, I'm only on one of those. So really, this is your chance.
You know, I felt bad. We had phone calls and I forgot to tell you.
We'll put them on the next show.
We'll put them on the next show.
Until next time, hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.